In the last quarter of my graduation, I was taking a course in entrepreneurship at CSU. The program required developing a business plan for a hypothetical business that anybody could choose. And, you know, fortunately for me, since I was working in the automotive industry and had a good position there, good access to a lot of information there, and with the support of my president, I actually chose that business plan to be in the automotive industry that, you know, was where I had my experience of working. Fortunately, the plan turned out to be rather fairly practical and good, and the professor that was engaged in that program, Dr. Sussbauer, he not only I got an A grade for the plan, he sort of inquired if I was really serious about this business plan, because in his word, it seemed awfully practical and awfully good plan for a academic program. Again, it's a long story. The encouragement that I received on this paper, I started thinking about it. The issue was that I was still very young, 29 years old, had no money, no experience in business, somewhat very early in my stage of building a life, and had a child, But nevertheless, I decided to explore the potential of doing, moving forward with that, and with some luck and some hard work and some sort of a creative partnership that I, sought, I was able to start the business, a very meager one, with just two employees. We started on April 1, 1975. It became a joke that why April 1, 1975, and I began to, start answering that everybody thought I was a fool to start the business at that time, being a recession year and no capital and all the hardship. I thought maybe I'll make a fool of, if not myself, everybody else. And very blessed and happy and feel great that that little spark of business plan, that little, seed that I sowed in 1975 turned out to be a great success. We built the largest company in its field in the United States. And not only the largest, it was considered one of the best company in our business, and it's felt to be that way even today.